Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello and welcome. This is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It is a number one international bestseller on Amazon. You can get it there and on other online retailers. And it is my soul's assignment to bring forward Love's Curriculum, to be a voice for the High Council, and to help us all join to support each other in bringing love to the world and being the change in the world. So welcome, and thank you for joining us. And today we are going to talk about navigating these fearful and chaotic times with love. These times of natural disaster, political upheaval, terrorism, threats, confrontations between race, so much going on right now. So I will share a bit of my own journey and thoughts. Then I will be reading from Love's Curriculum, chapter 24, called Guilt and Shame, Forgiveness and Free Will. And then towards the latter half of the show, I'll be taking callers. So you can call in and ask the High Council a question or for a mini message for you. All right, so before we dive in, I'm going to do this practice of surrendering and setting an intention for this show. So I ask that Spirit come through me, that this be guided by love, that our time together be in the highest good of all, and that it be, I want to say, the most high quality use of our time together. This connection's going to be amazing and purposeful. And so it is. So I actually just realized as I was starting the show how I was feeling joyful. I've been shifting a lot of personal limitations within my own mind lately, and I was feeling joyful to connect and to be with you here today. And then I had this little ego judgment saying, well, how can you be joyful when there's so much going on in the world? The terrible event that just happened in Las Vegas, the shooting. Closer to home here in Canada, we had a terrorist action take place in the capital city of Alberta in Edmonton. And so there the ego came in and started to say, oh, how could you feel joyful? And yet I was also inspired recently by a friend's Facebook post and her reading of Brené Brown's book, that it's so important that we embrace joy, that we continue that vibration of joy as well. Yes, of course, to feel the sadness and the shock and all of that as well, but that our experience of continued joy in and amongst this crazy life, the goings on, that vibration of joy is so important, that we connect and remember joy as well. And that connecting in joy allows us to keep hope, keep transforming the world. So what is it that we are here to do to help? How can we help when all of this is going on in the world, all of the disasters, natural and otherwise? And that's what we are going to look at today. And I want to thank so many other voices that are out there preaching, I can use the word preaching, speaking about the same thing. Again, Brené Brown's work around how important it is to stay joyful and keep cultivating joy. And others' works around that we need to focus on love, that we need to come together. I was just inspired recently by a young woman, Lila June Johnston, that I saw on Facebook, and her work talking about how we need to come together, not continue to fight with each other during these traumatic times. And we are being asked to see the truth behind the illusion. We're being asked to create heaven on earth here. We're being asked to answer that call in our soul, that call that we're being asked to bring light to the world. Now is the time. We are at a pivotal time where we need to choose love, choose a voice of love, claim that love is true, not the ego's version of things. We need to heal those places within us as well. And it is, in that way, a spiritual crisis or a spiritual evolution happening, a chance to claim the truth, to awaken and remember the love that connects all and our soul's divine purposes. So what came to me was three steps that we could talk about today on what can we do. And so the first that came to me was that we can take action. We can turn the other cheek, that old proverb. So it's deciding to do something kind instead of attack. It's deciding to remain open in a situation, even though you may have the instinct to get defensive. It's deciding to act in love when you may be tempted instead to attack and judge. So choosing to take the higher road, be the higher ground, even though it might be a difficult situation. So when we can show up as the ones promoting love and choosing to act, maybe what may even feel against a natural instinct to attack, but to instead act in love. Again, listening to another person, being kind to someone who's different than you, being willing, again, to turn the other cheek. But I'm not, so this takes me into step two. But what about all those feelings underneath, the judgments, the fears, the beliefs about yourself and others that would fuel the attack, that would create the defensiveness, that the anger that's going to come up when we see certain injustices in the world? So it's important too to feel those, to heal those, not to just cover them up by taking the higher ground or turning the other cheek. So we could do step one and decide to act in love when we might be tempted to do otherwise. But step two is about actually then setting time to feel what is underneath, to clean up what's going on in there. And there are many tools and beautiful practices and teachers and ways that we can do this. Ultimately, I believe it's about bringing loving awareness to it, to ourselves there, to asking for love to enter into all those wounded and fearful and hurt places. A lot of this work is looking back at our own childhoods and things that might have happened there and how we're now feeling those old wounds are getting triggered in the present. Some of it goes to our anger against God. How could this be happening? Again, as we bring loving awareness to these feelings and these beliefs, then we can ask for the truth to come in. We can ask that they be unraveled and healed. This is some of the work I mentioned earlier I've been doing lately, really seeing places where I still believed in lack, that I thought that there wasn't enough for everyone, that there would be competition, that it was okay in the right way to sacrifice instead of realize that everyone can win and have all abundance, that there's enough for everyone. So it's so important if we want to see a world and we want to see others acting in that way, that we also look at what's under our own hood, so to speak, and bring love to it, bring healing to it. Which brings me to step three, which is similar, and it's about owning our shadows, owning our projections that we place in the world. It's been called true forgiveness in Love's curriculum. There is a beautiful ancient Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono that relates to this. There's a great book called Radical Forgiveness. And it's the concept that what we see out in the world is a projection of what's still inside us, individually and collectively as a human consciousness. So we may not be the one acting out murder or rage or intolerance, but we see them out there because they are still existing within our mind and the group mind. And so when we can own it and see it, we can do, again, the healing work there. And I thought it's something that we talk about in modern circles, this idea of owning your shadow or projections. And yet it so, when I was thinking about this step, so reminded me of the old saying that I think was attributed to Jesus. And it's, I found it, it's in Matthew 7 in the Bible. And it says, why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye? Or excuse me, why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how will you tell your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye? And look, the log is in your own eye. You hypocrite, first remove the log out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. So those old words about, or the other saying, don't throw stones in glass houses. Not to be punish ourselves there. In fact, it was, notice the energy of saying you hypocrite felt a little egoish there. It's not to judge ourselves there, that we have this own log in our eye, but we see the speck in our brother's eye and want to somehow fix that without realizing that we have a log in our own eye. But to be gentle with ourselves, to bring love there, to see it as, right, it's the ego at work here. There's a bigger truth behind it all, and it's an opportunity for me to claim that truth and to transform the world by doing so. Because as we create peace within ourselves, we will see a world of peace. As we heal those divided parts and the hatred within ourselves, it may be hatred even against ourselves or the way we attack ourselves. When we heal those internal places, we transform the outer, we transform the world. When we heal our bit of limited human consciousness, then we create a humanity that can live from a greater consciousness. So really that reminder that it's our own personal work as well, our own awakening that will help others awaken. And I'm definitely not saying that it's that we shouldn't keep acting, that we shouldn't keep taking steps of kindness, of tolerance, of getting out there, so that while we're doing our own work, we're still acting in love. We're still choosing to be the ones who choose the higher ground. But the more we heal the limited beliefs or the angers or the ego behind and within ourselves, when we take those actions of love, they're going to be more true and real and integrated, and they're going to have even greater impact. They're going to create miracles in the world. I had that old thought of the idea that we can't ask an apple tree to grow lemons. So again, we need to go to the roots behind the problems as well and change those foundations in order, make it a lemon tree roots in order to grow the lemons. But let's still offer a hand, show up where we can, tend to our brothers and sisters, as well as tending within our own hearts and minds. And the point where we talked about earlier that it's a spiritual crisis going on, a spiritual awakening, because really all that we're seeing in the world is this belief in separation and guilt and shame being acted out. This idea that this fear that we somehow are separate from each other and God, and that God would wish to punish us, or that we need to hide in shame and guilt and fear. It's these beliefs, this being in the vibration of fear, believing in fear, which again stems from our own deep feeling of unworthiness or this fear that we separated from God. These misthoughts, for it's not true. It's not true. So as we heal that belief in separation, as we claim oneness and truth on all levels, in our actions, in our personal work, in healing the deeper shadows of humanity, then we will create heaven on earth. And really, to keep bringing love and gentleness and kindness and understanding right now to wherever we are, acceptance of right where we are now, bringing love into that again as well, awakens us to love and truth. Allow love in right now. No need to wait. So we're going to take a short break. And then when we get back, I'm going to read from chapter 24 of Love's Curriculum. And this chapter is called Guilt and Shame, Forgiveness and Free Will. And it's really, Love's Curriculum has much about the journey of this healing the mind of separation. But this chapter in particular drew me for this topic today. And as well, it's a reminder that we are guided by divine helpers on this journey. So we'll take a quick break. And when we get back, I'll read from chapter 24 of Love's Curriculum. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we are exploring how to navigate these chaotic times and how to be love and bring love. So I am going to read from chapter 24 of Love's Curriculum. Again, if you're just tuning in, Love's Curriculum is on Amazon. It is the book I scribed for the High Council. And chapter 24 is called Guilt and Shame, Forgiveness and Free Will. And as I was picking excerpts to read, I thought, oh, this is a hard job because there's so much in this chapter and so much of value. And yet I felt, for purposes of the radio show, it was important to just read some excerpts. So I've done my best, I've gone through here, but I invite you to read the full chapter in your own copy. All right, here we go. So this is, again, chapter 24, Guilt and Shame, Forgiveness and Free Will, and it's in the voice of the High Council. We, the High Council, are laying down a mandate, a dictate, an inviolable truth, that guilt is not real, that guilt is impossible, that sin is gone. One must forgive oneself, One must feel love in one's heart, no matter the crime. And from there, love will call one to act, to make amends in whatever form is necessary and called for, but not punishment. Or if the form of amends is what looks like a type of punishment, incarceration or fines or a duty to restore, a commitment to make good what was done, lost, or taken, even in the case of murder, oneness must be restored. It is the energy and the intent with which one acts that is key. So a crime may call for amends, for punishment of a sort, but it is to be done from the heart, knowing the truth of all God's children, knowing the truth that no one is the sinner and no one sinned against, knowing that in this world of form, actions are done, but they are not the truth nor the focus. So reprimand those who act from fear and hate and have lost their way, but do so with love. This is part of love's curriculum. Do so with love and forgiveness for self and other. Do so knowing the greater whole needs forgiving. For your brother is you and you are he. Do not be deceived by the ego that wishes you to judge your brother as the guilty one, the crazy one, the evil one. At the same time, do not stand by idly as he acts in insanity. Do what you may to create just acts and a just world. But know that if you act in hate and vengeance and judgment, it is the ego in which you work in the illusion, and no healing will ever occur. It is only in recognizing the oneness and the unity behind it all, only in loving your brother as yourself, loving your enemy as yourself, that healing occurs. Even though one may act to restrain or refrain another from seemingly labeled evil deeds, one must reframe the problem and the issue. Reframe it, hanging it in the golden light of truth, seeing past illusion and form to the greater wholeness, the greater ocean of love that is in and around and is all. See what happens when love is brought to evil deeds and situations. See what transforms when you remember that we are all one and the acts of your brother are the acts of the whole. Some of the work, so here I'm jumping ahead now. Some of the work of owning your place in the all is to begin with true forgiveness, as in the practice of Ho'oponopono, a form of forgiveness based on the ancient Hawaiian practice of forgiveness, and a way many of you will follow, a way that is similar to many other teachings on radical or true forgiveness. True forgiveness is where you claim your place in the all as you own your projections. You own that the evil you seem to see out there is in fact your own internal struggle projected outward onto the world of form, and then seen or blamed to be in another only and disowned in yourself. Be and do this no more. Be gentle with yourself as you pull your projections in and home again to the place from whence they start within each and every one of us, within the mind, as internal judgments projected outward onto the world of form. Your projections you wear as a mask. They mask the shame and guilt you feel. They are your shame and guilt projected onto the seeming world out there. Do this no more, and yet be gentle with yourself as you learn to own your projections and bring them home. For it is not about then blaming and judging yourself for the very projections that started with guilt and shame and judgment of yourself for having seemingly separated from God. Instead, we wish you to bring them home kindly with kindness and always remember love of self and other, and that you and the other are the same. You are at home. You are both at home with God in your place that each of you deserves and that is rightly yours at the right hand of your Father, with Jesus as your brother and guide till the time when you let go of the struggle and illusion and see that all is immersed in the love that is God and is you, that is in you as well. The love that is. As you seem to walk the path in time and space towards your home, your goal, your place next to God, walk blessedly. Walk blessing all, blessing yourself and the other just where you are and they are at, accepting the here and now with love, bringing love here and now, the love that says all are loved, all are in love, all are loved and blessed by love in every moment, if we have but eyes to see it shining always bright within each and every one, within each and everything in this appearing world of form and beyond, beyond into the eternal home of God. Always, 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 you are at home in God. You have never left. You only appear to have left as you dream this dream of separation. Awaken now to the presence of the light that is always there, the love that is always there available for you, your true inheritance manifested in the world of form. Remember your true inheritance and let the light of that remembering free you and your brothers and sisters. Let it save all. Love must be brought. Action must be brought with truth and love. So it is not about punishing, nor about sitting idly by as bodies kill bodies. It is about bringing love, acting with love, and also remembering, though, that even if no little thing is even done physically in form to correct a situation, you may bring love and awareness to it and forgiveness. For it is not the actions you take or do not take in form that save. It is the love with which you do or do not do. It is the love that shines bright, that heals, that shifts, so all are in oneness and love. And there, violence and separation and war and disease are a distant, faded memory, and they are seen for the silly dream that it all was and that never really happened, as it was just a belief and a mistaken thought, a misguided approach, a misguided step away from free will. Free will can only act in God. There is no outside God, only an illusion of a will against God. There is no evil outside God, just the confused belief in a nightmare due to free will to think and believe and not be pinned down. It is you who get to choose with which mind you think and to which voice you listen. That is free will. There is no will to act against God, as there is no acting against God that is possible. One may only have one's will with God, but one may think apart from God, but even those thoughts are still within the greater home of God. They occur within God too. In other words, as a child of God, one has freedom to think and choose, but cannot create a reality out of thoughts that are scary and fear-based. Like the boogeyman or the monster in the closet that thoughts make seem real, but that upon opening the closet door or shining the light under the bed, one sees. Or upon awaking from the nightmare and dream, one sees that it didn't really happen. Just like being able to open the closet door or turn on the light or check under the bed, God gave you the free will to choose to come home again, and everyone must wake from the dream. As a child of God, it is your true home and true inheritance to be awake. It just is the truth that is always shining, always there, despite your mind thinking otherwise. And yet, even though you struggle in times of forgetting, you are all close to the end of your journey to waking. In fact, in truth, you are awake, and you just believe yourself to have forgotten. And even this belief that you have forgotten, this belief that you are asleep in the illusion, it too is only a part of this dream that you are all waking from. You have not really forgotten or slept. We realize it seems we speak in circles, and we can only speak metaphorically to you in this dream. To you in your dream, we try to put language to something that can only be remembered and awoken again to the full experience of. And yet that experience lives in you as a memory of it here in your body form. It feels like a memory when you are in your body. It feels like a memory that lives in you. But actually, more than a memory, it is inside you. It is your truth and your home. And it is waking and becoming more and more the reality. And yet it will still feel a bit removed from you and like a memory until you may come to the threshold where God meets you there and you enter again fully into the oneness and the heart and home of God. And so it is. And then I'm going to read on to another excerpt here. We know it is a bit confusing, as the acts of war in this world of seeming form do feel so real. And while you are here, take the steps and walk the path of forgiveness, knowing, though, that all will wake one day home together in love. As the world and the evil deeds, those seemingly evil deeds, fade and disappear, evaporate into thin air from whence they came, they will go back into the nothingness from whence they came, reappearing as love, the only truth. We walk with you as you learn and grow in forgiveness and the way home. We love you and are here for you in times of need, confusion, and despair, in all your troubled times. You may ask for us to illuminate the path of forgiveness and true healing of the world's sins. Let us light each step and walk along with you. You need only ask. Open your heart to forgiving yourself and to love. And then I'm going to skip ahead again here to a meditation that lies within this chapter. So you may already find these words in Love's Curriculum are so often meditative and connective or poetic. They're not meant to be understood with the mind, but to be felt in the heart. And so I'm going to read this meditation and invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes and just sit back and experience. Feel the truth that you are one with God. Make it your mission to heal any guilt and shame. Forgiveness will lead you home. Remember, you are loved. You are God's love. Welcome home, beloved, and welcome home, the beloved. We are one in God's love, one in God, one in our Father's love, at home, at peace, forever, now. The ever-present now. And in the words of Jesus here, as he leads us in this meditation, be at home with me now. Allow your eyes to close and breathe together with me in our home of peace and love. Breathe. Feel my love for you and your love for me. Know, please, please just know that we, God's helpers, are here with you now and always. As you breathe, welcome our love as we welcome yours. Breathe in, opening your heart, receiving and giving love. You are home, no matter what may seem to transpire. You are home, and we are here. Love and God are with you, are in you. You are love. Claim it now. And let the rest dissolve Let the illusion dissolve. As you connect with us in this space of meditation and joining, you may remember my love for you, our love for you, and then use it as your guide in the world. Connect here with us, and then keep the connection with this knowing and memory of love and joining as you go into your daily activities. And know that even in an instant, as you are out and about in your activities, you may call on this connection and memory, this joining space here with us. You may call on it anywhere you are at any time. It will get easier and easier as you spend time with us in this space of connecting with us and with love. Surrender to us. Surrender to you, the highest idea of you, the highest action of you as love. Another big breath. And I'm going to end there with this chapter. Surrendering to love, knowing we are guided as we do this work of bringing light and love, of forgiveness, of healing. And on that note, we are going to take another break. And when we get back, I'm going to tune in here live to the High Council and let them come through. It's your chance if you want to call in with a question or for a personal message. Let me give you the number. It's 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And yeah, we get back, I will tune in and we can let the High Council work with us. All right, we'll have a quick break and we'll be back.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today, we are exploring navigating through these chaotic times with love. And I am taking callers. So I'm going to give you the number again. It's 1-888. All right, my brain's having a hard time with numbers after reading Love's Curriculum. It kind of does that. She opened to love and connection. Numbers become a little hard to say. So let's try that again. 1-888-627-6008. There we go. That's the number to call. And I see we don't have caller yet, but I will tune in and do the little surrender here to bring in the High Council. And yes, call in if you're wanting direct help here. And if not, I'm going to let the High Council guide us all in the ways they would like to work with us today. All right. So again, 1-888-627-6008. All right. So I asked the High Council to come near that you are able to work through me with the group, with all who are listening here live, who listen to the replay, that all get to hear just what they need. just what their heart needs. And I ask that my guides, the angels that work with me, my guardian angels, that you help me be a clear conduit for these messages. And we ask that they be in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. Dear ones, we feel the excitement in many of your hearts. We feel the energy and desire for action and for change. And we are glad that you wish to tune your vibration and your change and your wishes and your action to love, to raising those in the world, raising these situations, raising us all above the present circumstances, raising and going beyond, tuning into something that is at a higher vibration, a higher level, a higher consciousness than that which you see currently in the world. And so we thank you. We thank you for holding that vision that there is more possible, that light and love are the truth within you, and that they can be manifest in the world. And yet we know that it sometimes feels darkest before the dawn. We know that what you are experiencing in the world is crushing and difficult, as it is for us as well to witness. And we ask that in this fire of transformation time, that you allow the flame of love to burn bright, to clear away the darkness and the fear, that it is a time to strengthen your connection, to burn your light brighter, to allow that flame of love and connection and truth not to be put out or covered, but to be focused upon and believed in so that it can burn brighter. Yes, we talked to you about belief, strengthening your belief in love. And sometimes it's hardest to believe when all around you seems to say, don't believe, seems to say it's hopeless, seems to say you should despair. And yet from these times can come great courage. From these times comes great strength of faith. From these times does our heart grow in love. In these times, may you claim the truth. May you have faith and strength and courage. And remembering, the more you remember that you are connected to all, that you are connected to each other, that you are connected to God, that you are connected in nature. Feel your connection in those quiet, peaceful places, and then let it fuel you when you must be in situations that feel more difficult. Feel your connection with us in prayer and meditation, as we did today. Feel your connection with us in inspiring words. Feel your connection with us in groups that are loving. So plan together in loving circles and groups. Connect with us in all the ways that you know to connect, and let it fuel your passion and your purpose. Let it give strength and fuel for the work that you are doing. As well, let us light up those dark places within your mind and soul. Ask for help where you feel weak. Ask for help where you need to forgive. Ask for our help. For in helping you, we help all. And in doing your own work, in saving yourself, and asking for grace for you, shall you bring grace to all. Each one of you is a bright light. Each one of you has something to share. Each one of you have healing of your own that is important and that brings freedom for all. So we ask that you do what you need to do to remember your own work, your own way in which you are called to serve and to help and to heal yourself and others. We ask that you have the fortitude and strength to say yes and to get the help you need, to join together in the ways that you need, to listen to our guidance in the ways that you need to accomplish this beautiful purpose, God's purpose, to accomplish the awakening, to accomplish love and light spreading out in the world and lighting all in love, lighting all in higher consciousness and God's love. You each are so important and so vital to these times, to this purpose, to this mission, for it begins with each one of you. Each one of you is a part of the mind of God. Each one of you creates heaven on earth with the lightning, enlightenment in your own mind, in your own seeing, in your own life, in those you touch, in the ways that you love and take action and share love. And sharing love, it ignites love and creates a world of loving action. So know that no step that you take in kindness, whether it be an internal shift or an external act, that no step is too small, that every step counts, that you matter, and that you are a part of this team for love, that you do not walk alone. You are guided by us, by God, by love, by all those others in form with you as well. So again, do what you may to clear the channels so that you may work and hear us. Do what you may first to clear any blocks to you showing up for you and for your purpose. Do that too, as you also are called to help out there. And we say we love you and we thank you, each and every one of you, for your gift that you are to this world, for your willingness and choice for love and choosing to be here and listen today and to join. And know that your purpose is great and that you are greatly doing it. You are awakening and enlightening the world. And it is done, and it is so. And again, we honor this connection with you. And we say thank you, and so it is. Amen. Can feel ripples of peace going out as we end there. I'm just going to come back into letting me, Jenny, now come back and speak to you here. And I want to thank you as well for each one of the beautiful, unique ways that each of you expresses in the world and is sharing your heart with the world and the ways in which your heart cares in the world. And it's beautiful to know that you are all out there and that together we are creating love and change. So very much thank you for listening today. And I want to share that you may have heard in one of our breaks, I have a new format to the mentoring program, and it's called the Team for Love. It's a 12-week program. It has some one-on-one work and some group work, and it is an offer of support. One offer, one way you could be supported to taking concrete action, to removing any barriers to being in your purpose, to knowing your purpose, to living your purpose, to trusting your purpose, to strengthening your connection with the guides that are guiding you, to help you be motivated and supported and guided and cheerleaded as you courageously step into the new beginnings or expansions that are calling you. And so if you want to learn more, that's on the website under Work with Jenny Mentoring. And I will let you know, because it's a new format, new program, through October 15th, I am offering an introductory rate for the program. So there are some savings to be had if you act now and step in. And now is an exciting time. And so I am very excited to watch and witness all of you stepping forward in the many ways that you're going to step forward. So blessings, blessings, blessings to all of you. Thank you. Go out there and connect and remember you are loved and shine love and be love. And I will be back here, same place, same time. Let's see, 2 weeks from now. So that would be October 17th. And if you're wanting to listen to the replay, it's at the radio show website, bbsradio.com/lovescurriculum, or you can also pick it up free of charge on iTunes, in podcasts, or in other podcast apps. Just know that if you're sharing to with your friends or through podcasts or replays, that when you search in your podcast app or in iTunes, that to search Love's Curriculum without the apostrophe. Otherwise, it doesn't seem to bring it up. So I am so excited to be on this journey with all of you. And again, if you are looking for more one-on-one support, check out the mentoring program, the Team for Love. And if you're not already in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group too, please, that's another way too. We all connect and we continue this work of Love's Curriculum and support each other, and there are more High Council meditations and messages in the group. So you can search for the group in Facebook. It's Lightworkers and Love Advocates, and request to join if you're not already in there. And to those who are, I look forward to seeing you there too. All right, go get them. Much love. Take care. Bye.
Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.